2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, and by our gathering together to him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that the day of the Messiah is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called Elohim, or that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of Elohim, showing himself that he is Yahweh. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholds, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now holds back will hold back until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that lawless one be revealed, whom the Master shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause Elohim shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. But we are bound to give thanks always to Yahweh for you, brethren, beloved of Yahweh, because Elohim has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto you he called you by our good news, to the obtaining of the honor of our Master Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Master Yahshua the Messiah himself, and Yahweh, even our Father, which has loved us and given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. And word. End of chapter.